Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not awfully disgusting in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from La Pensacola, Florida. The Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5, your holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes or Stitcher or at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever you receive us, we appreciate the flipping fuck out of it. Get off my lawn. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. All kinds of news and shit going on. Thanks for joining us. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. What's going on, America? How are you?
Hola, hola, hola. All kinds of shit to get to. Tons of news, breaking news, and all kinds of stuff as my computer, of course, takes a little while to load here, and I sound like a stammering idiot, but...
Load.
We're going to be here for you for the next couple of hours. Tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G.
Twat us.
You can also sling us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all the cool kids hang out.
Oh, yes.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, toss us. You can buy shit through our Amazon hole.
Toss us. Toss us a bone, baby.
crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, whatever you get, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps
Hello.
Us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. I'm discombobulated. My computer's
being a dickhead
right now.
Oh, I hate that so much.
Let's get right into the headlines. I mean, who the hell knows which one it is, so we might as well just go to the headlines first and then start talking about shit.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline. July 28th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over to the Commie Pinko Liberal Huff Post. Sure enough, the breaking news, ladies and gentlemen, for the Reince Priebus fans out there, Mother Priebus, I'm sure, and a couple of other Priebuses seem to be the only Priebus fans out there.
Yeah, nobody likes that guy, right?
But, certainly not the president anymore, because he has been fired.
Bye-bye, stupid.
Reince Priebus out as yes. White House chief of staff after now they're accusing him of leaking sensitive information.
You think he's really the leaker?
Probably. I think that everybody's a leaker. I think Trump himself is a leaker.
Sad.
Not like depends. Well, he may be. But, I mean, like, information kind of leaker. And apparently, Trump just, maybe Scaramucci swallows or something.
Yes.
I mean, for some reason, Scaramucci comes in a couple days later. Reince.
Nine.
Adios.
Hey, I don't think Scaramucci swallows. I don't think he would have time with all that talking he does.
Gargle?
Yes. No, I mean, he just talks so much. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, when he's...
He's talking while he's swallowing.
Oh, which yes.
Would be gargling.
Oh, yes. That makes sense.
Scaramucci tweeted. The shakeup comes after a newly appointed White House. This is from the HuffPo. Shakeup comes after a newly appointed White House communications director, Anthony Scaramucci.
Fuck you.
I'm not like Bannon. I'm not trying to suck my own cock.
That's so funny.
Accused Priebus of linking his personal financial information, which, by the way, he didn't. I mean, it wasn't. He might have, but it wasn't personal financial information. It was part of the disclosure, which
right.
We could all go to the website and download, which I'm sure the Trump administration would love to get rid of because they're trying to pour spray paint all the windows of any kind of information right. That anybody might want to get.
Yeah, they don't want us seeing anything because they're evil dickheads.
Arrivederci.
Bye bye
to Ryan. So this just happened a few minutes ago.
Yeah, they all suck.
About an hour ago, I guess. Trump announced that. Well, you know, he's got a big old hard on for these generals. Must be. I love a man in uniform.
Oh yes, who doesn't, Trump? Jeez.
He tweeted out, "I am pleased." This is it's 4:49. This is not long ago. Tall. Trump tweeted out, "I am pleased to inform you that I have just named General/Secretary Kelly as the White House Chief of Staff. He's a great American and a great leader. John has also done a spectacular job at Homeland Security. He has been a true star of my administration." So does that mean we're going to need a new Homeland Security poobah?
No, yeah, obviously. If unless Kelly, the guy's going to do...
Double team?
I don't know. Yes, why not?
Double penetration?
Spit roast.
That's it. He's gone. It's after, they say the exit also comes after the sudden resignation of Spicy, who also left once.
That one sucks.
Once Scary Coochie got in there.
Well, you know, Spicy is definitely replaced with a character that's, I would say Scary Coochie's more interesting than Spicy.
Oh, God, infinitely more entertaining.
However, I am praying to a non-existent God. By the way, welcome to Faithless Friday.
Faithless Friday.
Yes. I hope Spicer does, in fact, show up on Dancing with the Stars. I want to see that so bad. I really do.
Maybe Priebus now.
Oh, yes.
Maybe they can go head-to-head. Maybe they could dance together.
All right. I mean, you know.
Have they had any same-sex couples on Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know.
I don't think. Kate. I'm willing to say no. I think America's head would blow up.
Blow.
They would not be able to handle that.
Well, you know, they had a trans person on there, Chaz Bono.
They did.
It was a big a big controversy.
Yeah, and social media was very kind to Chaz Bono.
God.
Not. There you go. Reince. Arrivederci, Reince.
Bye-bye.
Boring. And there were those. There was a report out that said that basically Reince Priebus was kind of a plant. I mean, like a house plant.
He sucked.
Like leafy plant in the White House recently.
Right.
That Trump hasn't. Trump like walks by him and pretends he's not even there.
Oh yeah.
He's the chief of staff. He's supposed to be the gatekeeper of what gets to the president.
Sad.
And Trump has never trusted him.
No, and I will say this, doing shows about the White House, we have different stories. I hate stories about Reince because he's boring.
Yes.
Who cares? There's like so many other great characters to cover in the White House. I mean, I'm honestly glad he's gone. Hopefully this other guy, I don't know who the fuck he is, maybe he's more interesting.
Kelly, John Kelly, he's a...
Does he have a speech impediment or a tail or horns or anything like that? He's similar to Scary Coochie because that guy's a home run.
Well, isn't Kelly supposed to be one of the alleged adults in the room? Wasn't that the deal?
Yeah.
Opine for a second. I'm going to adjust the climate control.
Oh, okay. Oh,
here
good.
In crab diving.
It is a little warm in here. Thank you. I mean, you know, Listen, I love Scary Coochie. I think he's great. I'm glad Reince is gone. He sucks. He's very boring. And, I have a good Faithless Friday story for just as hot. Quick sidebar. I put a story up that proves the Earth is round.
I saw that. thanks to, it was Louisiana, right?
Oh, yes, yes.
Unusually? Yes. Something in Louisiana helps confirm that the Earth is round.
All you gotta do is look at a bunch of power lines stacked in a row, one after the other.
Or watch someone ride away on a horse.
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
And you'll notice that they seem to sink. Why would that happen?
Yeah, there's a fucking curvature to the Earth.
The idiots have a reason for that, by the way.
That
they have some bullshit science to explain why things appear to sink as they go down towards the horizon.
Because of your eyeballs or something?
Yeah, something like that.
How
there's
stupid.
Some bending of the light or some lie or whatever.
No.
It's beyond humiliating as a species that we're at the point where we still have to argue that the Earth is flat.
Right.
Let's see what's going on at the Drudge. I'm sure it'll probably be a similar, if not the same, headline over at the Drudge. Sure enough, all in red, White House shakeup, Priebus pushed out.
Fuck you!
Pushed out is interesting.
Ooh, yes. Why?
Leads to the New York Times.
Why is that interesting?
It sounds like you're taking a dump or something, right?
Yes. I thought,
squeezed out, pushed out.
Right.
The New York Times headline says Reince Priebus pushed out after rocky tenure as Trump chief of staff.
Well, anybody's tenure on that presidency is going to be rocky. And by the way, was it? Was it really? I mean, I never heard any stories about him colluding. Is he going to get tied up in this Russia bullshit?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. It doesn't seem like a lot of the establishment, but then Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III is totally establishment. So who the hell knows? I mean,
you know what's funny about Reince? He said during the RNC 1 year that the Republicans really need to reach out to women and people of color, and good job on that, buddy. Real good job. Congratulations.
Look at that picture over that we put up Facebook days ago of the intern portrait.
Yeah.
They're the big picture with all the interns. And it really...
They're all fucking white.
It really looks like a polar bear running in a snowstorm.
You know, and it's not that... It's maybe that they didn't do it on purpose. Or who knows? Who knows? They are racist over there. I mean, you can't say they're not. But they just don't think like that. They don't think like, diversity makes us stronger, you know?
No, of course not.
I mean, you should look for that. You should look, especially in government, right? I mean, you should want a diverse government that represents the motherfucking people.
Duh. Well, that's the plan. But when the motherfucking people want like healthcare and want to take money away from rich people.
Fuck you.
What the hell?
Yeah, we better get all white guys in there.
This comes, of course, amidst the really big giant news.
Yummy.
I was just looking. I thought I had a song to play, but I don't have it anymore in my queue here. Oh, well, I was going to play, Barbra Streisand singing Happy Days Are Here Again.
Jeez.
Cause that would drive them nuts. sure enough, some of the big news also from last night.
Oh shit.
Overnight, hero.
Right.
John McCain.
Yes.
Who, now even though he could have stopped this a week ago, almost, or several days ago, decided to make it into a little bit more dramatic.
Why did he do that?
Maybe because he could pretend to be bipartisan about it.
You don't think
it. Like he could, he wants to get rid of Obamacare. I mean, he's still a Republican.
Right. He's still a piece of garbage.
But
let's
I think he realizes that the way the winds were blowing away from what the Turtle Man wants, and there is nothing better. Go to our Facebook page. There is no better video I've seen in a long time than Mitch McConnell standing on the Senate floor with his arms crossed as John McCain walks up to register his vote. John McCain looks, puts his hand up, and then does thumbs down, says no. Audible gasps came up from the Senate floor, and a few Democrats were like, what? Oh my God. Oh, there was nothing. Like smattering of applause. Man. Everyone was shocked.
Right. Nothing's better than sad fucking white Republicans. I love it. I love it. I love it.
And especially Mitch McConnell. And definitely kudos to Lisa Murkowski.
Collins.
Senator Collins, thank you, of Maine.
Right.
Murkowski from Alaska, who both have scruples.
Yes.
Coincidence that they both have vaginas.
I don't know how you guys are Republicans.
And they...
How are they Republicans in that party with vaginas? It's insane.
Yeah, and yesterday we talked about how... I don't think we got to the full story, but how Schittler... sent one of his flying monkeys, the Interior Secretary, Ryan Zinke.
Right.
Who, by the way, was the idiot standing in the Boy Scout uniform behind Trump.
Oh, shit.
During that meeting. He was wearing his... I thought he was the person standing behind was like a poobah.
A stripper.
Over there at the... or Village People member.
Right.
Was the... was, you know, one of the poobahs of the scouts.
Right.
And it turns out it was Zinke in his uniform.
That would be a really fucked up stripper uniform, you know, if you had a male stripper that his thing was...
Boy Scout?
No, I'll either do a Boy Scout or a Cub Scout. Which do you want? I don't know why that's my stripper voice. It could be Boy Scout or Cub Scout.
And So Zinke allegedly called, or not allegedly, everybody says he did, and even Lisa Murkowski talked about it. That
he did the bidding, right?
He called her up and basically threatened her, saying, well, your vote on health care now means that the people of Alaska are fucked. No road through. They want to put a road through some forest somewhere.
Yeah.
No road for you. No drilling permits for you. He's basically saying everything that the Alaskan people need and want from the federal government, we're not going to give you because you didn't vote the way I wanted you to. Now there's some reports out there that that might have been illegal, what he did.
Right.
Zinke.
Yeah.
But who's going to look into it?
The Justice Department.
Well, there you go. And anything resembling ethics in this administration has been watered down, gutted.
Yeah.
Or whatever. The head of the ethics, the Congressional Ethics Office, quit. He's right. Like, I just can't. I can't.
Yeah.
What's the point?
Hey, Democrats, start doing the same fucking thing.
And
Fuck
let's not forget that the Republicans, the first goddamn fucking thing they did when they took office, when the new Congress opened, the first piece of legislation they wanted to pass and proposed was gutting the ethics office. Remember that?
Yes, I remember that. And there was outrage.
And everybody was like, wait,
what the fuck?
What?
It's already started.
That's the first thing you do is make sure that there's no, when you take over, make sure there's nobody making sure that you're not doing any shenanigans.
Dude, could you imagine, though, if a Democrat had done what Schittler did?
If any of this.
Oh, my God, dude.
Any of this.
But especially this thing, there would be...
Obama put his foot up on the desk.
Right.
And there was universal outrage.
Hey, he's black! I told you, from day one, Obama should have showed up in whiteface, and gradually people would have forgotten what his real skin color, you know, was.
One of my favorite headlines is over at the Daily Kos, which says, Mitch McConnell is a sad, sad turtle.
Nah.
And you got to listen to this. This is great. Mitch McConnell, they say, clearly did not have a speech ready for this moment. That they say he apparently was only carrying the happy envelope as Republicans called Mike Pence down to the Senate, expecting they had the votes to pass his skinny. They called mother's husband down.
Oh, yes. Mother.
And because he thought McCain would vote yes.
Right.
It'd be 50-50.
Sure.
Mike Pence casts the tiebreaker.
Yes.
Woohoo! Champagne for everybody. But McCain...
You know, it's funny. If you're listening to this, you can't see. Well, you would only be listening to this unless you had weird superpowers, because we don't broadcast the video.
Or you're creepily hanging outside Crab Diving Studios.
One of our freaky fucking neighbors.
Disguised as a dove.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All these pervy birds. But you did jazz hands when you... With Mike. Yeah. You might... I don't know that Mike Pence is going to... Mike Pence would... would cast the vote and then do jazz hands, a little dance in jazz hands.
That was McConnell.
That was McConnell. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's fake.
You know,
news.
He's quite the dancer.
Right. I just want to open up the Ark of the Covenant.
He's a big Twyla Tharp fan.
Twyla Tharp.
I love her. Fuck you.
Nobody did a better box step than Twyla Tharp.
I'm going to go to the glory hole.
So here is Bathe. People of decency and people who care about doing right by government and everything. Bathe in the butthurt tears of Mitch McConnell, who didn't see this moment coming.
Oh, fuck you, Mitch.
So, Mr. President, this is, clearly a disappointing moment.
Ah!
That's how. There's his opening.
Oh, fuck you.
Somebody, what is this? At Burrito Justice, which is a great word, great name on
Burrito
Twitter.
Burrito Justice, baby.
Tweeted, if McConnell purses his lips any further, his ass will get sucked up through his esophagus.
Ooh, yes.
And he could play bass.
Ah, that's funny.
There we go.
Fuck you, Mitch. God, fuck you. Fuck you hard.
So, Mitch McConnell, poor, sad little turtle man.
Suck his, a dick.
His heinous ramming through without consent of the public of this ridiculous bill. And this, it really goes to show you what vipers they are.
Oh, absolutely.
All John McCain and Lindsey Graham, who, by the way, that whore voted yes.
Oh, God, Lindsey, you pussy.
And so did Rojo.
Rojo.
These are the ones who were pretending to have scruples yesterday. Yeah. They had that that press conference where they're like, when Lindsey's like, look, I want reassurance that this isn't going to get passed by the House if we pass this back because this is a fraud. Did you hear what he said about this bill yesterday?
He called it a fraud.
This is a fraud. This is a sham.
Voted yes.
Because he allegedly got a DM or a Snapchat from Eddie Munster down in the House, our Speaker of the House.
Yes.
He allegedly got reassurances that they would take it to conference. But the other thing is, okay, Eddie Munster could say we're taking this to conference. But then if Cuntage ruled, as it would, with a room full of Republicans.
In the House?
Then
oh, God.
They would probably not agree.
Oh, yeah.
And in desperation to pass something.
They would pass it.
They would pass exactly that fraud of a heinous, skinny bill.
See, Lindsey, don't you see?
But Lindsey trusted him. John McCain didn't.
Yeah, that's the difference. I wonder why.
Because he knows what Republicans are like.
Right. You know, it's the only reason John McCain's sort of doing the right thing here is because he's about to die. You know what I mean?
Possibly. I hate to do that, but you know, he's not necessarily about. They say they got all of it, but
I mean, it's not a horrible way to think because we're talking about the GOP because we all know they were from fucked up motivations like from sexism and racism
and only until something directly affects them
absolutely
will they give a shit about it like
Steve Scalise getting shot by an AK-47.
Well, and then they're still not going to do anything
about
it
anyway. Isn't that amazing?
So there you go. A little bit of wonderful butt hurt. Right. Revel in the butt hurt.
John McCain's got to nearly be dead to vote decently as a senator. That's fucked up.
But again, you know, no balls deep blowjob for him because he did the right thing 5 days later.
You're saving somebody's throat. That's nice. Could you imagine? Oh, McCain balls deep in your eye.
So, I mean, it's just bullshit that he could have done this when he gave his nice speech the other day.
Sure.
Dropped the mic and said no.
Yes.
But he dropped the mic and said yes.
And then
someone pointed out on our Facebook page, not the guy that quit our page and butthurt today. Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck off, dickhead.
After insulting us and then crying butthurt when I launched back. That's really funny.
Right.
The one guy on our Facebook page pointed out, of the like three or four different versions they tried to vote on desperately the past few days to try to ram this shit through, he voted on the pure repeal. He said yes to that one.
And we talked about this yesterday. His motivation is so he could say, A, I tried, that he can say he voted for the repeal to his idiot constituents.
Right.
But then he's not, you know, I don't know. What's wrong?
Oh, my computer is locking up again.
Oh, shit. But you know what I mean? I just don't. It's weird. I don't know. What does he get out of this? Was he wanting a dramatic moment?
Maybe. I don't know. Is it like
you know when a famous baseball player retires, right? And for instance, like a Derek Jeter, they want to give him a moment. So the coach will put him in for the eighth inning, say, and then after the first out, the coach will call time. Call Derek Jeter, whoever the fuck, in, and then he'll be replaced. But on the walk back, the player gets a big warm blowjob from 50,000 fans,
sure,
screaming and cheering. They give him a car and the whole bit. Is that what John wanted?
I don't know. Well, the after he did the vote and everything, and as Turtle Face slithered away in sadness.
Turtles don't slither.
Turtle Face.
Well, unless they're paraplegics.
The turtles that have suffered strokes may slither or spin around in circles if stroke. Only half of their body is
stroke turtle, baby.
Mitch slithered away to go lick his something and his wounds.
Ooh.
And John McCain walked over and put his arm around the senator from California, Dianne Feinstein.
Holy shit. Holy shit.
And she hugged him.
Blech.
And then also Illinois. Help me out. Dick Durbin.
Oh, yes.
Dick Durbin. The three of them were standing in a little confab then right after the vote. So confab. You know they had to drive Mitch the bitch crazy.
Big Dick Durbin is on the side of good often. Is that right? Or am I out of my mind?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Like Dickie.
He's a Democrat.
Right. Yes. Fuck yes. I remember him in Chicago. There's signs all over the fucking place with his face on them.
And I just don't understand how... I think we have two... I'm from Chicago, so I still identify with Illinois. I think Illinois has two... Democratic senators. I sound like a Republican. Two Democrat senators.
You don't sound like a Republican.
And but inexplicably, dummies again voted for that Rainer Republican guy, and now they're having all this bullshit about the budget and everything. Like Illinois might go bankrupt.
Yeah.
And of course, they're blaming the Democrats. Ooh. The Republicans are like, "Well, it's from years of Democrat rule." But Rauner wants to do Rainer, however you fucking pronounce it.
I don't know.
He wants to do what Scott Walker did in fucking Illinois.
Koch brothers.
He wants to gut all the public labor unions and shit like
That's insane.
Luckily, the legislature isn't Republican like it is in Wisconsin. So. No. The legislature is like, fuck you. We're not doing that
shit, man. Chicago has the best politics, right? Doesn't that city have I think that city might have the best politics in the country out of any major city.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking entertaining. I think New York, for those that live there, might say it's had its moments, but
Mayor Daley one time. This is my most favorite Mayor Daley story ever. There was a contract.
Daley the lesser or Daley the greater?
Which one is? See, it depends on who I'm talking.
Well, Dad would be the greater.
The guy said he wanted to crack skulls.
That's the greater.
Oh my god! For the Democratic convention, right when the convention?
Yeah, 69-ish.
Got to go crack some 68, skulls.
68, 67, something. Like that.
There's a whole bar in Chicago up in the North Side. That's it's a Mayor Richie Daley bar. It's nothing but old Richie Daley posters, campaign buttons. Lines the whole fucking wall. It's crazy. But, oh, shit. But Richard Daley the lesser, he had a relative, I think his cousin or something, had a company that did wrought iron fencing. And they got a contract with the city.
Oh, what a coincidence.
Oh, yes. And so you're riding down the bike lane, and every so often there'd be 10 feet of wrought iron fence. Then it would stop. Serving no purpose. I'm not even kidding.
How dare you?
I didn't.
shit on the decorative.
And I remember I would ride my bike up the bike trail. One day I'm like, why in the fuck is there like 20 feet of wrought iron fence here? And then the fucking, I think the Sun Times did a whole story on it. Some bullshit sweetheart deal for wrought iron fencing.
Well, and that's where we would agree that, yes, we need to get rid of bullshit like that. But that's what they'll use to say, that's why you got to get yeah. less government. You need less government. But no, let's turn it over to corrupt business. Let's turn yeah. running the country over to people like Trump. We've oh, yes. seen how that goes.
Mayor Daley's like, Trump, but for business, maybe. What the fuck was that noise? Some weird vehicle outside.
It sounded like some kind of a siren. So there's lots going on this Faithless Friday, everybody. Don't forget we let our atheism flap in the wind a little bit more.
Ooh, yes.
On
gross.
Fridays. even though it's...
Right.
Again, given what's going on in 21st century America.
Oh, my God.
It's hard not to talk about religiosity being crammed into our orifices.
Oh, yeah.
Because it seems to be going that way from all fronts. Still.
That fucking cross in Pensacola.
Oh, yeah, I've got that story for...
Motherfucker.
For later, a little bit. I'll find it later. We've got a story here to keep the Washington stuff going. We'll Faithless Friday it up a little bit later in the show.
Perfect.
But this is, oh, here we go. This is I'm sorry, people have to listen to my computer struggling trying to talk while
up.
The computer is struggling. So. Fox and Fiends.
Like, oh, God, these guys. These are the worst people on the mother
They're
fucking planet.
Pretty fucking close, yeah.
Steve Doocy, I know he does. He wears a suit, right? He wears a suit?
Yes.
That fucking douchebag. I don't see the video feed. I imagine him, I don't know why, in a fucking turtleneck. He just seems like a dickhead in a fucking turtleneck. Whatever that means.
So this morning, Steve Doocy.
Ugh. God, what a piece of shit.
Ainsley Earhart.
Ooh.
And the cheap joke in me wants to say Ainsley Earhead, but
Ainsley.
The true Earhead is the next one, Brian Kilmeade.
Oh, God.
Doocy and Ainsley are fucking Rhodes Scholar geniuses compared to goddamn Brian Kilmeade. Listen to Brian Kilmeade.
Ugh, no.
Listen to the butt hurt. This is great, though.
Oh, wait. This is sad Fox and Friends?
This is sad Fox and Friends.
Yeah, baby.
After they lost and their orange daddy lost his health care taking away from everyone bid.
This is better than porn.
Here's, again, we reveled in the butt hurt of Mitch earlier. Now. Fox and Friends.
Thank you.
So you heard Chuck Schumer say this: we're not celebrating. Yet you see some of the images out of Capitol Hill last night in the middle of the night. People were taking selfies. There were
he said, "Well, because Mitch the bitch got up and said, well, I'm sure my colleagues across the aisle be celebrating this, but this is nothing to celebrate."
Right. Hey, you know what's great? Mitch's wife is not going to have to do anything to him tonight.
Schumer got up, but Schumer got up and said, "We're not celebrating. We're relieved."
Oh yeah,
we're not celebrating. We are relieved that this did not happen.
And do you remember how those fucking assholes celebrated when they passed that one bullshit thing in the House? Didn't they?
Yeah.
Dance.
Rose Garden. Trump had him over to the Rose Garden.
They turned on Kool and the Gang.
We're going to take a sip for every million people that going to lose health care.
They were dancing.
Who won? 22 shots.
They were
lined
cheering.
Up for everybody.
They started singing. They started singing something together. Am I insane?
No. Hey, goodbye. That's when they voted for it on the House floor. That's how classy they are.
You guys are fucking garbage. And when you're sad, it's because
they were thrilled that they finally scraped some more black
right
off of that. That's all this is about.
Yes.
They are not interested in making it better. If they were, this would have been done 7 years ago.
Right.
The Democrats, one of the Democrats today said, this is all crap because after Obamacare was passed, we realized it needed more tweakage.
Yes.
And we put forth these things over the past 7 years.
Right.
And the Republicans, nope. They wanted it to fail.
Right.
So that they could say, look at what the Negro did to us.
I mean... And they have to make it the case that it's not horrible for people. They always have to make the case that it's not bad for people.
So, Fox and Fiends, they just cut to your Doocy. Well, Schumer said that they weren't celebrating, but look at the selfies they were going. And now there's a picture of Elizabeth Warren and Chuck Schumer. Elizabeth Warren shooting a selfie with Schumer, apparently.
Oh, yeah, baby. Rub it in!
So they hate her.
Oh, yes.
Capitol Hill last night, in the middle of the night, people were taking selfies. There was a lot of happy faces.
Chuck Schumer said he wasn't going to celebrate.
Yeah. Then we've got Elizabeth Warren outside taking selfies with supporters. Ultimately,
I laughed, too, that these young people were out there celebrating.
At 2 o'clock in the morning.
That's kill me. I laughed, too, that these young people were out there celebrating. Wait to hear why. This is a person who knows nothing about insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Ultimately, I laughed, too, that these young people were out there celebrating.
At 2 o'clock in the morning.
Congratulations. You now will pay a fine or you have to have insurance.
Yep. Just like when you drive a car, you cunt.
Right.
Just like when you buy a house, you cunt.
Or when you
gotta have insurance.
Or when you buy a gun.
Oh, well, no.
No, that's not true. You can buy a gun.
No, I want cops to have insurance.
Why wouldn't they?
You now will pay a fine or you have to have insurance. Congratulations, the healthy people are paying for the sick people.
That's how it works! That's how insurance works! That's how the risk pool works! The healthy people pay for the sick people. Yes, boo-boo.
I mean,
that's how it works.
And think about it in terms of like Jesus and Christianity and shit like that.
Well, exactly.
You if your friend or your neighbor or somebody you see is sick, you help them get well.
I'll bet this fucking piece of shit Kilmeade is sitting in church every Sunday.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Please, Lord, let us take health care away from millions of people so that I don't have to pay for sick people like Jesus wouldn't want me to.
Well, I'm sure Jim Baker and Pat Robertson are busy making the case to their fucking followers.
Oh, everybody's.
This health care bill is the bill of fucking Jesus.
Probably on Monday's show, we'll probably have the whole roundup of all the sad faces today.
I mean, those guys making the case that Trump care is good for people. That is truly bonkers.
There was one of the Republican shit stains was on from the House was on telly this morning, and one of the things that's great on MSNBC mostly Velshian Rule. I'm liking Velshian Rule these days because you pointed out earlier offline.
Oh God, yeah.
That Ali Velshi
Ali.
is done with bullshit.
Right.
Like he is done with bullshit. And any of these anytime and same with Stephanie Ruhle.
Yes.
Anytime any of these assholes say something, they interrupt and they say, "But wait a minute, sir." They fake the decorum. But that's just and Ali Velshi, how many times today when he was talking to that Republican did he say, "Well, that's just not true, sir."
Oh yeah.
Well, that's right. Just not the case, sir.
And maybe you're right. It is not my imagination that he has gotten, especially this week. The beginning of the week, he was less upset than he is today.
Yeah, he lost his mind one day when one of these diaper loads said that, well, the mainstream media, it's all just Russia, Russia, Russia. What about the accomplishments that the president has had?
Yeah.
And
what accomplishment?
Ali Velshi lost his mind. And three or four times throughout that whole interview.
Yes.
Was like he was distracted. And he would come back and he would say, I just spoke with the booth. And we're, just so you know, sir, we're putting together a list of all the stories that we've done here on Belchian Rule this week, and you can see how many minutes we've devoted to things like healthcare,
right,
to foreign policy,
yes,
to business, to jobs.
Right.
It is not only Russia, Russia, Russia.
Absolutely.
And then the Republican was like, oh, well, I didn't mean you guys.
Right.
But that's the kind of shit we need. That's those
Absolutely.
Journalists are the ones we need. Call out those. Even the Democrats.
Yes.
When the Democrats say bullshit, call them out too.
Yes.
We are all for bullshit being called out.
Yeah, yeah. You think Rachel Maddow's going to let somebody slide just
if somebody of the party lies to
yes.
you, right? And that's all the Republicans got is lies.
Right,
it's all they got.
God, you know, I just had the best idea for a television show: Velshian and Brian Williams. Those two guys,
Brian Williams, funny.
Double teaming somebody. Yeah. In an
I feel
interview.
Bad that I well, kind of. I feel bad for Brian Williams with that whole lying thing.
Well,
I mean, it was dumb.
But you know what I'll say to him? You know how
he's funny.
Now, yes, that's the excuse. People that love Bill Cosby defenders, you know, they'll say that, okay, yes, he's a serial rapist. Horrible.
But he's funny.
God damn, he's funny. He made
those bitches laugh while they he was roofing
they think
them.
His comedy is greater than the horror of all those rapes. They truly do, which is bananas, of course.
Yeah.
You know, your eyes just popped open on the fucking screen.
Oh, I just remembered something. No,
oh,
no, it's
shit.
Something else.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. I thought sometimes, I mean, God, lately we've been breaking so many fucking stories that, you know, I thought maybe the Gollum, oh, my God, someone had the funniest comparison for Jeff Sessions. They said he looked like a melted Gap Kids mannequin.
I think I saw that, yeah.
That's fucking, I think that was a comment on our crab diving, facebook.com/crab diving.
Yeah, yeah. One less like today.
Oh, yeah.
Because of some butthurt dickwad.
Yeah. They said we were sarcastic or something.
We put up a story last night.
Yes.
Saying, don't suck John McCain's cock.
Right.
Because, and call him a hero, because he could have prevented this.
Yes.
Earlier, and right. He voted yes on the full repeal after he said, well, after he got all sanctimonious and saying
right.
we can't do this, he voted yes on one of those.
And let's not forget that he's one of the guys that still, hey, these GOP assholes, they're the reason we haven't heard shit about impeachment.
Right.
They know you're telling me that John McCain doesn't think there's any fucking shenanigans going on with Russia. Are you fucking shitting me?
Well, he's been one of the ones that is always like, was it when Don Jr. fucked up?
Yeah.
John McCain was like, well, I told you so.
Right.
He's like, I knew there would be more.
Fucking idiot.
But nonetheless, he did.
They should be
pushing. Let's not fillet him. And on that story, and then this asshole responded, I should go to the page and read it exactly because
right.
it was his tone. Any other. I wouldn't care, but it was the tone he used. He's like, you need to stop posting these
right.
old news stories.
It was from yesterday, you dick fuck.
You need to stop posting these old news stories. He voted no today.
Well, fuck me. You know, okay.
I woke up to this. So it was like 6 a.m. our time.
Oh, yeah.
Here in Pensacola, Florida.
Right, right.
And so that asshole had sometime between, I don't know,
yes.
what, 1 or 2 in the morning when McCain voted no.
We don't have a graveyard staff monitoring
yeah.
the news.
Sorry,
for
we're
us.
Not a 24/7.
We're not
staff,
Fox News,
you
fucking dickhead.
And even then, we would have left it up because it was before that.
Yeah.
And the point of the story was, don't suck McCain's cock.
Right.
He could have prevented this before.
Absolutely.
And just the fact that he did the right thing at the end doesn't negate the fact
yes.
that he could have done the right thing on Monday and saved us all this heartbreak.
You think?
All week.
Yeah. Oh, and I listen, for anyone out there that's offended by our sarcasm, I am so fucking sorry.
It wasn't
sorry.
Even sarcasm. Well, right. My response was a little sarcastic.
I'm sorry. God, I'm so sorry that we're too rough and you know,
I'm not sorry. Fuck you, Snowflake. Get off our page.
Well,
go
mean,
yeah, go.
I'm being sarcastic.
Go find some warm, fuzzy liberal
yes.
page. We've never.
We're so fucking sorry.
We've never purported ourselves to be anything but.
You fucking loser.
Snarky and angry.
You're a load, and I'm sorry for you.
Now I'm trying to find it because I want to dance on this asshole's grave. So anyway, once I find it, I will read out the comments that we exchanged. But then I responded. Actually, I was kind, sort of. I pointed out to him that that this was posted. I open up. This was posted before the vote.
Yes.
And also the point that this was posted before the vote and John McCain.
Right.
Could have stopped this last week.
Why didn't he? Yes. What if he didn't come back? And he's sick. And he's fucking sick. You know?
Yes.
Do you think, God, this is a crazy theory. Do you think John McCain just wanted to create drama? I mean, is his brain tumor for real?
That's on that. I saw that post.
Is that on Alex Jones?
No, I saw some horrible something on Twitter, and it was some MAGA account, and Make America Great Again, loving some Trump, and they tweeted, given the way things ended up, is it possible that the whole cancer thing is fake?
Holy shit. It's fake.
And even some Republicans, apparently, I don't know, have scruples or two, because a few of them responded, well, this is horrible. We shouldn't go this low.
Oh, yeah.
Is basically what they were saying. Even we. Right. Shouldn't be this asshole-ish.
I was looking for this story, too, and I just got distracted. How about those fucking cobras being smuggled across into the country in fucking Pringles cans?
Oh, yeah,
cans?
That's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
I'm sorry. I know we're in the middle of this rush of shit, but Jesus Christ, just for one second, I just want to remind everybody, if you're into these fucked-up pets and shit, and you have to have snakes, you know, as a pet, please fuck off and stop it. Get help. I'm appealing to you. If you know someone that's into this snake bullshit, you know, take him aside, confront him, and give him Prozac or some fucking shit or something like that. Because they're fucked up. Nobody should want a cobra as a fucking pet. And then they get loose. You know, it's fucking bullshit.
I found this McCain thing to go back good. To that. Stop calling John McCain a hero for flying to D.C. to kill other people's health care is what the story said. And then this guy responded, oh, he blocked our page now. You can see, I can't click on him anymore.
No. He said he was going to. He said we wouldn't see
him. But he hadn't after he did that.
Oh, okay.
So he definitely read my last response.
Bam, baby!
He said, time for you to stop sharing this out-of-date news.
Fuck
it
you.
Is untrue. He cast a deciding vote.
Fuck off. But the time...
How is that untrue?
It is not untrue.
How is that untrue?
Just because he voted yes earlier
right.
than no later. That,
and then one other guy said,
each other out, man.
Pedro responded, didn't he actually vote yes on the repeal bill? Then last night or early this morning, he voted no on the yet to be written bill. That's exactly what happened.
Yes.
He voted yes on one of the repeals. Michael, you fuck.
Yeah, dick face.
So then I responded, this was posted before he cast the vote. He could have done the same thing days ago on the first vote to proceed, but thanks for the advice on how to run our page.
Oh, yeah, fuckhead.
So there's my sarcasm.
Yeah, suck a dick.
And that was edited because the first thing I wrote was infinitely more unkind.
Oh.
And then I went to his page to see how crazy he was,
okay.
And I thought, okay, maybe he's not that crazy, so I'll take out the Scaramucci language
I
had
man.
Used. And then he responded, now this is, you can tell he's mad.
Yes.
Crab diving. I will no longer get your postings. You're really good business person.
You're a really good business person.
Which,
thank you.
Which made me think the way this writes.
Yes.
It made me think he's a bot.
Oh.
Because one of the ways you can tell these Russian bots is they're not great with articles.
Okay.
Like the and your and right. and things like that.
So are we
and
mad? But that original post wasn't a bot. Could it have been? Are we mad at a robot?
Well, I did look at his page.
Right.
And he seemed to have some normal posts, but then again, it was one that only had like he's only got like four friends.
So I'm yelling at a love doll.
Maybe.
Okay.
You know how to be rude and say rude things and sarcastic things.
Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Eternal?
How dare you?
Oh, I think he means turns, but it's T-E-R-N-A-L.
Like a bird? Like turns?
He probably want it turns all.
He probably
perfectly intelligent person off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true. I want to turn all the intelligent
people
off.
Which is just the opposite. All of our listeners and friends on Facebook,
they're all
quite intelligent.
Everybody's smart. I mean, really, nobody's a dickhead.
And then he says, I will no longer receive your postings. Goodbye.
Right.
And I said, Michael. Thanks, Michael.
Yeah, stupid.
I believe you were the one who said, time for you to stop sharing this out-of-date news.
Yeah.
Have a nice life, and when we need some sanctimony, we'll check out a page that you run.
Yeah, eat a dick. God, eat a dick. eat a dick,
so there you go. Some probable bot.
Fuck you.
Who's English, whose grasp of the English language
sad
did not appear to be that great. And on
bring it on
once
bots!
Challenged
what
once he was once he was challenged yeah. It's apparent that he apparently anyway go to our Facebook page, join in, jump on.
That's right,
take us on. I bring
it's
it
fun, man.
I love it.
Absolutely.
You know how to be rude and sarcastic.
Yeah.
He was the fucking rude one. And you need to stop sharing this old news.
And I don't know.
Fuck you.
This is going to make me sound like a lunatic, but maybe you guys out there enjoy listening to us because we are a little rude and we are a little fucking sarcastic. You know what I mean?
Watch Maddow.
Yeah, watch Maddow.
If you want fluffy bunny intelligent discourse, watch Maddow like we do.
Yeah, we're like dirty, rude Chris Matthews.
Right.
Something like that.
Here's the rest of here's Kill Meat again, not knowing how healthcare works, and then we'll finish this clip up.
Ultimately, I laugh too that these young people were out there celebrating. Congratulations. You now will pay a fine or you have to have insurance. Congratulations. The healthy people are paying for the sick people.
Well, congratulations, right. Because now people who need healthcare can't afford it because these.
They put up a Chiron and a picture of Schumer and Elizabeth Warren doing their selfie, celebrating while Americans suffer.
Oh my God! Well, I mean, the thing is, if they're gonna sit there and say Obamacare is killing the country and it's gonna be the death of us, and you know they're so dramatic. Well, then if they truly believe that, if they want America to believe that, then I guess they have to have this reaction.
Congratulations, young people. Congratulations. Now you're going to have to get insurance or pay a penalty. Fucking moron.
I mean, and where's the evidence? I mean, if they you know, the right, really, they do have to have this outrage over it. I mean, if they're going to sell their stupid fucking bullshit position.
Yeah, I guess.
Then this makes sense. I mean, you're screaming about how detrimental it is, and you should be Greek theater, you know?
Celebrating.
Yeah. Oh, come on. You guys sang a song in the Rose Garden, you fuck faces.
Well, right.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just looking at reactions to Reince.
Oh God, that's awesome. Who's gonna be next? Who's gonna be next? I'm gonna say
people
Sessions.
People are wondering if Reince was even told other than Twitter. Reince, you should check your Twitter. It says.
Right. Hey, Reince, I hope that's how they told you. I mean, fuck that. Why not? That's better than a conversation with Schittler, probably.
There you go. What is Mooch getting a divorce?
Mooch. Oh, my God. Tell me he is, please. God, this guy's amazing.
Social media heaped mockery on Anthony Scaramucci after learning his marriage is falling apart. Friday afternoon, the New York Post reported the wife of the incoming White House communications director is planning to file for divorce. Jack Moore tweeted, Looks like Mooch is going to have to start trying to suck his own cock.
Yeah. Get Bannon to teach you, dummy.
This is great. This is what we need is this, is mockery and humiliation of these people.
Right. God damn it, dude.
Because you know it drives him nuts. You know, right. Everything that Mooch is reading on the internet. And these morons, just they don't get it. They don't get what they're in for. Trump seriously thought that everybody would be winging rose petals everywhere he walked in front of him.
Yeah, they'd be sucking his dick. He's more than a CEO. He's the fucking ruler of the country. Oh, my God.
And he still thinks he's going to get on Rushmore. Mount Rushmore, even though he said, it's just a joke. Why would your tiny little brain even go there?
Right.
He brought it up at a rally in Ohio. You guys think I could be on the face of Rushmore? Oh, I can't say that because the lamestream media is going to make fun of me.
Tell me that's not a delusion of grandeur. He must be mentally ill.
Right. Or he was listening to our show because that's what we always say about him is that he hopes he's going to be up on Mount Rushmore.
I mean,
he listens to Crab Diving?
You know, yes. Every day.
Tweet about us.
Shit.
Hey, tweet us, Trump, please.
Right. Yeah. Give us a...
Make us famous. Right.
But I mean, damn. I mean, that's bananas. I mean, I can't imagine what it would be like to be married to Scary Coochie. I mean, he's got to be an asshole. I can't believe he's married.
You mean Scaramucci.
Scaramucci.
Not like Tila Tequila or something.
Oh, no. Either, yes. I mean, I think it would be easier to be married to Tila Tequila than Scary Coochie. I just remember she's kind of a Nazi, isn't she?
There's a little Nazi thing going on there, yeah.
I remember finding it. I was like, oh, okay. So Tila Tequila is also a Nazi.
Right.
Holy shit.
Oh, tweet us during the show. Thanks, at Thread and Thumb. Marianne pointing out he's saving the faces of other Republicans. So that might be one of the reasons that John McCain was doing what he was doing. He was tossing a bone to the party a little bit.
Yes, absolutely. But it's such an obvious, useless bone.
Well, yeah, because he voted for it and then against it and then against it and then for it and then again, ultimately against it.
And then the ultimate bone is to the other side, I think, when he gets to stare down Mitch the Bitch.
Yeah, that's spectacular.
I mean, that's a great moment. That's going to be the most memorable moment from this fucking...
You seriously need to... Yeah, go to our Facebook page and you'll be able to see the... he really was like 10 feet away from him. Like Mitch was standing there with his arms crossed, glowering.
Right.
And McCain made his way up there, looked over, and then put his thumb down, said no, and walked away. Then made eye contact with Mitch.
Yeah. Do you think
then walked away.
Do you think they captured that on film?
I don't know. I don't know if they allow photographers down on the floor. I hope they did.
Because that's like the cover of Time magazine shit.
Over the shoulder. Over McCain's shoulder.
Please, God.
Looking at Mitch.
That's why they glowering need those fucking body cams.
Yeah,
we talked about.
I guess a good day again.
Absolutely.
Once again, we are dancing and celebrating. Yes, we are celebrating, you cunts.
Yeah, fuck you.
We're celebrating because something horrible was averted.
Right.
We're not celebrating something wonderful and great that's happened. We're celebrating the fact that we prevented again the Republicans or Trump or both from doing something horrible and heinous.
We're excited the same way Will Smith was excited at the end of Independence Day. They barely made it out of there. Yay!
Or, you know, you've got a little sore on your dick.
Oh, right.
And you find out it's not the herpes.
It's poison oak.
You still have a sore on your dick.
Right. It's still a sore. The GOP is still a sore. Jeez.
And then there's murmurs again that it might not be over.
Right.
That they still may try to cobble something together, but I just don't see that happening. Already, Eddie Munster down in the House.
Yay.
Paul Ryan is saying, well, we can't wait to get working on the budget. Just wait till you see how great this budget looks.
Oh my God. Impeach his ass. Come on, guys. Are they really think they're going to get any? They're going to have any wins?
Well, define win. I mean,
I don't know.
You know, encourage. Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
Impeach this motherfucker, please, guys. It's not going to get any better for you, right?
Let me see. I've got a story. Well, I mean, one of the big news is, one of the other big news pieces is that, North Korea launched another.
Oh God.
Another missile. Apparently it landed, near the Sea of Japan. Japan has had emergency meeting of their, whatever they have over there, their, Congress,
right?
Their equivalent, whatever the fuck they call it. The missile was determined to be an ICBM.
Yes.
Was launched from Mupyongni.
Right.
In North Korea's Chagang province.
Oh, man. God damn.
General Joseph Dunford Jr., chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. This is the gentleman who yesterday had to go out and assure the troops that they're not kicking their trans brothers and sisters out of the military, that a tweet is no policy. We've received, basically said, we received nothing. We don't have anything. But then the telling thing was the second part of the announcement was
right
that we will continue to treat something like we'll continue to treat all of those that are serving honorably with the dignity they deserve. Basically, we don't agree with this bullshit.
Absolutely.
A lot of the Republicans, very few Republicans do. Most of them say we don't want to pay to chop somebody's dick off.
But the truth is,
or we don't want to pay the surgery and everything. But they should be able to serve. Absolutely.
Right, right. And by the way, they spend more money on Viagra. Well, right. Much more money. And there's the amount of money they spend on gender reassignment surgery is like nothing.
Right.
It's
nowhere was anyone saying kick them out. Except for the hardcore, scary evangelicals. I'm sure Mike Pence.
Louis Gohmert.
Got a little turgid.
Gross.
So Dunford, the chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff, and Admiral Harry Harris.
Yes.
Oh, his parents named him Harold Harris.
Why do you do that to a kid? Do you want his life to be a little fucked up?
Or maybe
when he's
it's just
up?
Harry. Maybe it's not.
Harry Harris.
It's not Harold. He's the commander of U.S. Pacific Command.
Right. Well, he ended up okay, even with that name.
They called the chairman of the South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Lee Sun-jin.
Yes.
Statement says that the three leaders also discussed military response action.
This is fucking horrible. This is a fucking... This is what we joke about. He's going to tweet something stupid and cause World War III.
Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called an emergency meeting of his National Security Council. The spokesperson for the Japanese government, Yoshihide Suga, said North Korea fired the missile 11:42 p.m. Friday in a rare night launch. They say the missile was airborne for about 45 minutes.
Yes.
And they've strongly protested with North Korea. We issue a strong protest.
This is a nightmare, dude. This is like, I mean, this is what we all joked about. He's going to start a fucking war with Twitter. They got to take that phone away from that motherfucker. Don't they?
The missile landed west of Japan's island of Hokkaido.
Okay.
Or is that, do they separate the vowels? Is it Hokkaido or is it Hokkaido?
It's a little bit of both, Pat. It's a little less, I think. Hokkaido.
Hokkaido. So is it Hokkaido or Hokkaido? Hokkaido.
I mean, dude, to me, it's either one of those are acceptable.
You deal with Japanese language all day.
Right. I don't say Hakadai. I don't know what that is. I've never had to bring up that C. I mean, I don't speak Japanese. I mean, you know, konnichiwa. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's just about it. Oh, man. And if I do have to say somebody's name on the phone and their name is in Japanese, I practice. I'm not fucking kidding you.
I don't blame you. So there you go. Analysts are saying it's a Hwasong 14
okay
missile.
Who gives a shit?
Could be capable of reaching most of Alaska, possibly Hawaii.
Yay!
It was launched at a very steep angle, a technique called lofting, and reached a height of more than 1,550 miles before it splashed down in the ocean, 580 miles away, right near that island.
Yes.
There you go.
I feel so stupid right now. We're in the middle of covering this, preamble to a nuclear war. I gotta make a work call about something. I have to call
Do you have to speak Japanese? Do you need a Japanese name?
Fuck no.
You have to practice
No, he does not need a Japanese name. I'm so sorry. I gotta call this guy back.
That's what's going on there with, we'll keep you appraised of, you know, if World War III starts during the show, we'll probably let you guys know that, or we might just stop the show and go hide in a bunker somewhere, even though we are deep within the crab diving bunker here at, in Pensacola, Florida. Don't forget, you can tweet us during the show, at crab diving, one word, CRABDIVING. There you go. I've got another story here while we're, waiting for Ryan to come back from, what he's got going on. The thing is, I have to find a story that, I'm not waiting for to get also Ryan's, response to, which is a little tough. There's a great story over at, I believe it is, Alternet, I think is the commie pinko liberal site that this is from. I could be wrong. It's definitely over at the Raw Story. Sometimes they share the stories that are reprints, but this one is talking about how the plays in with Faithless Friday. It's about these evangelicals and Trump's base. Over at the Washington Post, there's a new column titled, "As Trump Debases the Presidency, the Religious Right Looks Away." And this is Jennifer Rubin, who's a writer there over there at the Washington Post, and she is a conservative. She is a Republican. But she noted that in the light of this awesome interview that the Cooch gave to Ryan Lizza over at the New Yorker, where he said Reince Priebus is a fucking schizophrenic, paranoid schizophrenic. I want to fucking kill the leakers, he said. And the best line is, "I'm not Steve Bannon. I'm not trying to suck my own cock." After that happened, apparently that inspired Jennifer Rubin to say, well, what happened to the evangelicals? Are they okay with this? This is a group that was like, well, you know, it's just locker room talk when he said he wanted to grab a woman by the pussy. That's okay. He really loves Jesus. She points out, reading from the Washington Post column here, quote, "No group has been blindly loyal to President Trump as Christian conservatives. They have not let religion or values get in the way of their support." She said, welcome back, Ryan. I'm reading.
Oh, hi. Sorry about that.
There's a column over at the Washington Post from conservative Jennifer Rubin.
Yes.
Calling out the evangelicals.
Oh, yes. Suck my dick.
And she's a conservative.
Holy shit.
And she says, as Trump debases the presidency, the religious right looks away.
Is she smoking weed? Is that her thing?
She said, now that Scaramucci's comments about Steve Bannon sucking his own cock.
Oh, my fucking God.
She's challenging Christian leaders to, quote, do some soul searching.
Yes, guys. Come on.
What about Trump exactly reflects their values?
Yeah.
Taking Medicaid away from millions? Separating families to deport law-abiding immigrants?
Oh, that's a good point.
She wrote, the Trump administration is a clown show, but it's the evangelicals who supplied the tent, the red noses, and the floppy shoes.
Bam, baby!
100% correct.
God damn it!
Each day presents a new insult to the office of the presidency and a repudiation of civilized behavior.
That's right!
There is, we were talking about this offline a little bit, listening to all the coverage.
Crab diving offline.
The coverage on the various media.
Right.
There's a lot of pearl clutching going on over the poo-poo language.
Oh,
Scaramucci.
God. Please.
Which I think is a little bit disingenuous.
Absolutely,
because
absolutely, you pervs.
We all know this goes on behind closed doors.
Sure.
We all know that all these people. Susan Collins on a hot mic the other day talking about Blake Fahrenholt, the guy that wanted to challenge her to a duel.
Oh, sure.
The other senator,
yes,
talking to her, says he's not going to fuck with you. You could beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, you know. Let me grab your pussy. Right?
So, yeah. See, we all know this happens, and this all goes on.
We just had a whole campaign of a guy being the crassest guy to ever run for office. He called Ted Cruz a pussy.
She said, if Trump nevertheless proceeds to fire Sessions,
yes,
and then order the Justice Department to fire Mueller, or fire them if they won't,
okay,
Republicans will have no remedy at their disposal other than impeachment. They may very well choose not to use it, but then we have the makings of a constitutional crisis on our hands.
Right.
The religious right, which intones, Judge Gorsuch! Judge Gorsuch! When confronted with a series of Trump abominations, should do some soul searching.
Right. How is any of this bullshit that he's doing Jesus-like?
It's this Machiavellian bullshit where the fraud, whorish evangelicals say, well, the heck with ethics, the heck with morals. As long as we win, Gorsuch is in. He's going to get rid of gay people. He's going to make sure Sharia doesn't happen here in the United States, Ryan.
Hey, it's Make America Great Again.
Assholes.
You know what I mean? That's exactly what that is. Make America White Again.
Some more from her column. Was this trashing of the White House assault on civil language and conduct and contempt for the Constitution worth it?
Yeah. Absolutely not.
She says, contempt for the Constitution, parentheses, the one religious right thinks is so important that the new Supreme Court justice must protect it. So they already have contempt for the Constitution.
Yes.
Trump and his administration obviously do. Yet the evangelicals are like, but Gorsuch will protect the Constitution. And then she says, if it gets worse, is there any point at which the religious
yes,
might put country above tribe, morality above partisanship?
No way.
Well, she answers her own question.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it will do so ever.
No fucking way.
A conservative Republican wrote this.
Listen, here's what. You can't expect anything of that religious right. Not one fucking thing after this election, if that'll show you anything. I mean, they fucking voted for Donald Trump. They knew exactly who the fuck he was. This Russia shit wasn't out of a void. Wasn't this rumored during the campaign?
Well, sure.
Fuck, we knew this. We knew all of this shit would be a possibility that's happening. But these fucking idiots voted for Trump.
Grab him by the pussy.
Grab him by the fucking pussy.
He cheated on his first wife. And then cheated on his second wife.
How many women came forward during the campaign to say they were harassed by Trump? I mean,
right.
We know who the fuck he is, and he's not real Jesus-like.
There's a whole bunch of stuff that we've got here. Some coming up on Facebook later. Well, let's get to this. This is scary as fuck. Trump speaking in front of a bunch of popo.
Oh, okay.
The police, he was meeting, I don't know who he was speaking in front of. Let me see exactly where he was. Suffolk. Suffolk Community College in New York, I want to say. He was at some gathering of police.
Right.
The story I pulled is pretty shallow. I don't have exactly what he was doing. But
he was giving a...
He delivered a speech in Long Island to law enforcement officials. And it was supposed to be on efforts to combat gang violence. You know, they're stepping up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're going after MS-13, right?
MS-13 specifically, and which rock on. I mean, they're terrifying.
Sure. MS-13,
man. In our neighborhood in Los Angeles, where we used to live, not too far away, we were 8th Street.
Right.
Was it 8th Street? Bloods?
I don't know.
Or Crips. It was one of, I think it was Bloods.
I don't know.
Was our neighborhood.
Right.
But every once in a while, like half a mile away or so, you would see the tag from the 8th Street tag crossed out and an MS-13 over it. So
perfect.
That was a little scary.
Oh, yes.
Thinking the MS-13 was trying to make it into our hood.
I think MS-13 went to my comedy show.
Where in LA or here?
No, I didn't mean to say that. Not at that bar. No. I'm kidding. They didn't.
The,
it seemed like they did though.
So listen to Schittler. Terrifying. Here we go. Now, this is in front of cops. And one of the things he said is profoundly terrifying.
Yes.
And even more terrifying is how all the cops erupt in cheers.
God damn it.
But we'd like to get them out a lot faster. And when you see these towns and when you see these thugs being thrown into the back of a paddy wagon, you just see them thrown in rough. I said, please don't be too nice. Like when you guys put somebody in the car and you're protecting their head, you know, the way you put their hand over, like don't hit their head and they've just killed somebody. Don't hit their head. I said, you can take the hand away. Okay.
God,
take the hand away. Become
chilling.
Become judge, jury, and executioner, cop.
How is he getting away with saying that? I mean, the country.
But listen to the reaction.
No,
at first, they're kind of like, I mean, at least there was a half a second pause as maybe a few of them were like, oh, well, this ain't right.
Can you imagine Obama saying this? Oh, my God.
Well, then they'd vote for him.
Oh, absolutely.
Every cop that is laughing and cheering needs to be fired.
Absolutely.
Because if they think that is an appropriate thing to do, he is encouraging police brutality. That's not even veiled. Not
take your hand away.
Take your hand away. I see you throwing him into the back of a paddy wagon. Rough. I say, be rougher.
And then they said, oh, he killed somebody. You're going to worry about hitting their head.
And how do you know? I thought innocent until proved guilty.
Not now. Not now.
Right. He's telling the cops, go ahead.
Hey, it's
be the judge, be the jury, be the executioner.
This is a Jeff Sessions Justice Department.
But that's what you're doing. And I can tell you, I saw some photos where Tom's guys, rough guys, they're rough. I don't want to be, you know, say it because they'll say that's not politically correct. You're not allowed to have rough people doing this.
You're not. People have rights, you cunt. It's not political correctness to say we shouldn't beat the shit out of people being arrested. That's not politically correct.
To have someone say something like this in the context of the world in which we motherfucking live is absolutely fucking bananas. I mean, this is a nightmare, man. I mean, this is a fucking travesty. What the fuck happened?
I don't want to be, you know, say it because they'll say that's not politically correct. You're not allowed to have rough people doing this kind of work. We have to get, just like they don't want to have rich people at the head of Treasury. Okay? Like,
We don't want to have corrupt people.
Oh, my God. He misses the fucking point.
He wants cops to be rougher.
Right.
Okay. Like I want a rich guy at the head of Treasury, right? Right.
I do have to give props to whatever her name is, an officer standing behind him.
Yeah.
Who looks very uncomfortable.
I mean, they can't. I can understand being swept up in a moment because you're seeing, I don't know, some lunatic who's famous. I can maybe assume, maybe you wouldn't, for a second, you wouldn't listen and maybe you wouldn't understand, but God, this is pretty straightforward. This is like beat people. I don't know how you could, I don't know how they're not, how are all these people cheering for this?
Right.
This is not, oh my fucking God. That's chilling.
Here's the, I think there's a few more seconds here of this bullshit. Oops, I pressed the wrong button.
That
officer behind him, she's like golf clapping. You could tell that she's
pissed.
And actually, of all the officers behind him, there's only one who's like smiling and
who's
like,
really
all right, yeah. The rest of them look like, okay, president, we'll clap for him, I guess. Right.
God, how horrible.
I want a rich guy at the head of commerce because we've been screwed so badly on trade deals. I want people that made a lot of money now to make a lot of money for our country. And by the way,
no, let's not forget his argument is,
yes,
they're picking on me because I say I want rough people to be cops.
Right.
Just like I say I want rich people. Just like they say they don't want rich people at commerce. They're saying they don't want people who are rough to be cops. That's his argument here.
Yeah.
That's how he got to commerce here. Was he's justifying saying, or he's talking about, look at all the mincing pussies that are out there saying, you shouldn't have rough people be cops.
He wants to get tough on crime.
And crime to him
is
being
black
protesting
people.
Trump.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I want a rich guy at the head of commerce because we've been screwed so badly on trade deals. I want people that made a lot of money now to make a lot of money for our country. And by the way, as I was walking up, they just gave me the numbers.
Oh, that's it. There you go. Fuck Trump.
Yeah.
And fuck every officer in that.
Cheered for
every
that
pig
shit.
In that. They're not all pigs.
Right.
But the ones that were cheering and agreeing with him are pigs. And
God.
Each one should be singled out that they found in that audience that was gleefully cheering.
They should be shamed.
Because now what? These guys think the president just told them, I can beat the shit out
They're
of people.
They're emboldened. It's a fucking nightmare. I'd embolden people that hate trans, you know, by tweeting out that shit about the, you know, banning trans people from the military. It's the same fucking shit.
We got to stop this shit now, people, because if he gets the police,
right,
then we have a civil war.
Yeah.
If the police start rounding us up,
yes,
then we have a civil war.
People that hate me.
Because I ain't getting rounded up.
No, it's fucking nuts.
Terrifying.
Yeah. God, he's having a great week with these speeches.
Maybe this will be it, though. Maybe you know, how many times have we said this, though? But he did. The healthcare is gone.
Right.
That's a big L.
Bye-bye.
Big L for the orange fuckwad.
Right.
The Mueller investigation obviously struck a nerve when Trump finally realized, oh my God, he can look at my finances.
Right. He's fucked.
This is flailing desperation.
Absolutely.
And maybe now that these fucks have lost their healthcare thing.
Yes.
Maybe now they're going to realize that this orange piece of shit in the White House ain't going to do anything for them. And in fact,
he can't.
At every opportunity, will stab them in the fucking back to help himself.
Right. And in reality, there's no way he would be a good enough negotiator to bring them health care, to push a health care bill through, because they found out the first time he couldn't even fucking talk about it because he doesn't know anything about it. He didn't know shit.
Yeah, it's crazy. So we gotta keep an eye on that. At Thread and Thumb on the Twitter, have you guys read It Can't Happen Here? That's how it starts, police and abuse. Yeah, right. See? I mean, you get the police on your side.
God.
He's not, yeah. Whoever, whatever evil behind him, Bannon, is, I guess when Bannon isn't doing his yoga exercises to lick his own foreskin.
Does Bannon have time to suck his own dick and to fucking bring on the apocalypse? Can he do those two things?
Well, you know, he can multitask, maybe.
That's amazing.
He can type with one hand, right, while he's sucking himself, sure. I guess.
Yeah, I mean, you know. He has to type upside down then.
Well.
Or however he does it. Who knows?
If you hold your phone the right way, it flips, right?
We need these body cams on these politicians.
Ooh. Do you want a POV of Bannon's trying to suck his own cock? Trying to push the layers of haired up blubber out of the way?
Somebody does. Somebody wants that. Maybe not.
Needless to say, the internet has erupted in horror.
Yes.
Comments like, America is once again a nation of laws, says Trump, who then told cops to beat the shit out of people they arrest.
Right.
this person, God, this is taking the high ground.
Yes.
I'm not okay with police brutality, even if it's Trump being arrested.
No shit. Well, damn it, man. I'm for that, too. I don't want him to fuck him up or to get hurt when he's arrested. We want him to stand justice. Face justice or whatever you do with justice.
Joy Reid, my fave over at MSNBC.
Yes, you like her better than Rachel.
Yeah.
Damn.
I like her show better, I guess. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, Rachel, I mean, it's a tough choice. It's a tough choice.
Yeah, yeah. Joy seems to really...
They're both excellent.
Joy goes after people.
Joy's not as nice.
Yeah, yeah.
She's amazingly nice.
Yeah.
But to those that aren't...
She doesn't suffer them.
Like, yeah, watch some Joy Reid clips of her shooting down conservative assholes.
Yeah, it's great.
She tweeted, "So, Trump is openly encouraging police to behave violently, like he's Duterte and not an American president."
Oh, shit. You're right.
Matthew Gertz has a great tweet and exactly our point. President urges officers to commit acts of brutality. Officers laugh and cheer wildly.
Ugh.
Beginning to think problem isn't a few bad apples.
Right. That is disturbing. To hear those cheers, I mean, God, it's chilling.
Yeah.
They obviously, I mean, you couldn't have said it more plainly.
How can you claim
rough people up?
How can you claim it's only a couple of bad apples?
There are a lot of people cheering their face
off. Yeah, there were a lot of people that were like, woohoo.
On camera.
Trump just said we can beat the shit out of black people.
In front of people. I mean, they, you know.
Proudly.
It's blatant.
And then he did that turnaround thing where he turns around to the audience.
God.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, everybody, you agree with me? You know what I'm saying?
He's working the evil, racist, fucking violent room.
Right?
The base, his fucking gross-ass constituents. Good Lord. Ah.
Terrifying.
I mean, you say Duterte. Fine. How many steps are we away from a fucking kill list or some bullshit like that?
Holy shit, look at the time. Today's show just done flew by.
3:30, everybody.
All right. Out on the Pacific coast.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
5:30 on the...
Yeah.
I was thrown for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
5:30 out on the... where we are.
I keep my computer set to work
on Japan time.
Yes. Well, no, it's just on my boss's time.
Which is Japan time.
Yeah.
Kind of. No. Japan is already night because they already got bombed.
I don't... You know... oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. Oh, jeez.
They got missiled in the middle of the night, right?
Yeah.
So I got some Faithless Friday stories to get to. I hadn't realized we've been going for this long already.
Oh shit!
We may have the end of a saga that we have been following.
Yes.
Here on Crab Diving, go to iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Don't forget to listen to all the other great stuff here on the network, including. Right after this,
K-Voice, a brand new episode.
Brand spanking new, sparkling.
Sparkling. Viva la resistance, motherfuckers.
With Kelly the Voice. Follow Kelly on the social medias, too.
That's right.
I think it's at Kelly the Voice?
Yes.
I could be wrong, but I think
it is. At Kelly the Voice.
This is out of Kentucky.
Fuck you.
And the Ark Encounter.
Hell yeah. I knew we'd have an Ark Encounter story today.
Ken Ham's Ark Encounter.
Woo-hoo!
Did you put this on Facebook already?
No, I didn't. I just figured we would.
We've been following the saga of...
Oh, shit.
They get tax... Let me see if I can... wait. Let me see if this story... Sometimes these stories wrap things up for me much quicker and better than I can. This one doesn't. Okay, Ken Ham's stupid art got $18-plus million in tax rebates.
Yeah.
If they incorporated as a for-profit entity. So they formed Ark Encounter LLC.
Yes.
For-profit.
That's right.
Because they were like, but we're religious.
But we're going to make some cash off these idiots.
And then they said, well, then you can't be a for-profit entity.
Yes.
Then you can't charge tickets or something like that. Right. Or you can only charge so much for tickets. And they're like, well, but yeah, we need to.
We're going to make some money, motherfucker.
So they, and in fact, even in their promo videos on their website.
Yes.
Which now I understand has been scrubbed.
Ooh.
They proudly proclaimed the reason that we're a for-profit organization is so that we could take advantage of tax rebates.
Hey, fuck you.
Well, then the city of Williamstown, Kentucky, which had been guaranteed massive tonnage of Christian tourists.
Right.
Coming in.
You know, it must have been like they must have thought this would not be a good idea. But how do you refuse an amusement park in your area? How do you say no to that? I mean.
Right.
I don't know. Would you have said no?
If I had a local business or something?
Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, I would have thought no.
Right.
Sure, their money's just as green.
Yeah.
I wouldn't put up no Christians allowed signs.
Oh, no, not there, because you would need them to come buy your shit.
So the city was not getting the revenue it had promised because nobody's going to the stupid fucking Ark.
Sad. Yeah, it sucks. It's a fucking... It's about a boat
and
with animals in it.
And it's bullshit.
Right.
It's bullshit.
Don't they even have dinosaurs there? There,
you know, the amount of young earth creationists is low, even among lunatic evangelicals.
But wouldn't they know this? I mean, wouldn't Ken Ham know deep down in his fucking evil heart that there's no way a community could support this shit? Or is he delusional?
Oh, yeah. Delusional.
I guess he is. Yeah.
So
go to this fucking thing. It does have a zip line, right?
They do.
That's cool. And a nice menu. I mean,
I'm sure it's got a weight limit. So how many of them can get on? So the city of Williamstown.
Right.
Said, well, you know, we need some money because the little bit of tonnage that has waddled in.
Right.
To see your ridiculous anti-science bullshit.
Yes.
Is. Enough that it is affecting a little bit, but it's not offsetting the costs.
Yes.
They need like a new police car or something.
It's not covering the cost of your fucking followers waddling in.
Fixing the cracked sidewalks.
Right. And fucking up Earl City so you can look at some fucking stupid fucking Ark.
So the city needed money to help offset these costs since they weren't getting this money they were promised. So they decided to implement a 50-cent tax per ticket for any venue that charges admission.
That seems reasonable. You've got a boat that doesn't even float parked in the middle of my fucking town. It's not making any money. 50 cents on a ticket,
asshole. I would assume that might go to movies too.
Right.
Like you might have to pay 50 cents more for a movie or whatever.
Everybody's fucking paying.
But only admission charges, like not a 50 cent tax on everything. So 50 cent per ticket charge.
Yes.
They, as a safety fee, they were calling it.
Right.
Well, the Ark said, we don't have to because we're religious.
Okay. Well.
And then the city said, but you're not.
Yes.
Because LLC.
Yeah.
Your corporation that is making money and got tax rebates.
Right.
Is not religious.
But I will say that probably people that are really into the Jesus bullshit probably think they should be able to get around that because,
well, of course,
they're fucking Jesus Christ or whatever.
And this is where we do need to be afraid of Gorsuch, because yes, he's one of these people. And he's way into the Jesus and anti-religious freedom, though they call it religious freedom.
Well, how would Gorsuch have voted on the Hobby Lobby bullshit?
Oh, with Scalia. With Thomas. Right. And Alito. The Ark Encounter said, well, no, because Jesus.
Right.
And the city said, lawyers, yes.
Yes, go fuck yourself.
And the Ark Encounter, they thought they were being coy.
Right.
And sneaky. This shows you how stupid these people are, by the way. Because didn't they have to have lawyers involved in this?
Right. And isn't this apparent what they're doing?
To write up these papers, there has to be some Bible-swinging lawyer that yes, works for them or with them that was like, oh, you know what we can do?
Right. Somebody thought of
this. We can sell it for $10
yes,
to the nonprofit part, and then we don't have to pay taxes anymore. We don't have to pay this.
Yeah. These lawyers, these big religious organizations have, I bet they're fucking great.
They're frauds. Like Liberty Council. Those are the ones who swooped down like vultures
evil,
when Kim Davis said, no marriage is for you. We're gonna protect Kim Davis.
Fuck you.
They're behind many of these assholes, like the cupcake fuck, the wedding cakes.
Oh, yeah.
The wedding the dress
place
shop that wouldn't sell two wedding dresses to a lesbian
that
wedding
is
that God, kind of shit.
Imagine you've got the account of a wedding, and instead of one dress, you get to sell two fucking dresses, you fucking idiots. That's double profit. That's like twice as much as you would get per wedding, dickhead.
But they're going to lift the dresses up and rub their parts against each other.
Who cares if they scissor for 70 days straight? Who gives a fuck? Ooh. You sold two wedding dresses.
Some cream.
We'll start a fire.
Chafe.
Right.
So they sold the Ark to their own nonprofit entity and said, thanks, we're done. We're now religious.
Right.
And before even as the Freedom From Religion people and Americans United or United for Separation of Church and State, ACLU, we're all saying, oh, hold the fuck on. We're drafting our letters now.
Pump the brakes, motherfuckers.
The state of Kentucky.
Yes.
Said, dear Ark Encounter.
Right.
Given that you are no longer a for-profit entity, you have forfeited your $18 million tax breaks. We expect taxes to be paid as of the date of the sale. Thanks. Bye.
Bam, baby. You got served.
So they gave up $18 million to save a few hundred thousand a year.
Yeah. That's great. Why? Why didn't they just fucking pay it? I mean, really?
Dumb. Dumb. And untoward. What about giving unto Caesar?
Yes.
Rendering unto Caesar what is his.
And
that
your
Jesus allegedly said.
And what about you're a fucking amusement park? You're supposed to be making shit tons of money.
Right.
I mean, right? I mean, don't people go there? They pay $8 for a thing of ice cream. You know, you charge out the ass for these drinks. You can't make money off the fucking Ark Encounter. All of these people down there believe
in
this shit.
Central Kentucky.
Yeah, dude, but.
Well, you go once. It's not something you.
Yeah.
Like, let's go. We were there yesterday. I can't wait to go again today.
But Christians spend a fuck ton of money on doing, like, Christian entertainment shit.
But it's different.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think they necessarily went to see Passion of the Christ 14 times.
They might have, dude.
Do you know what I mean?
They really might have, though.
That's true.
See,
there may
you
have
know,
been some.
They love that torture porn, man. Oh, they love it.
Now, I guess, I'm seeing that the Popo.
Yes.
I just saw it.
Surely they're going to.
Now it done went away.
Issue a statement saying something like, listen, we don't agree with what the president says. He's our president, blah, blah, blah. We're not going to start beating people. That would be.
Here it is.
The responsible thing.
The Police Chiefs Association. In the wake of his remarks, the International Association of Chiefs of Police released a statement.
Oh, shit.
Quote. Managing the use of force is one of the most difficult challenges faced by law enforcement agencies. The ability of law enforcement officers to enforce the law, protect the public, and guard their own safety, the safety of innocent bystanders, and even those suspected or apprehended for criminal activity is very challenging. For these reasons, law enforcement agencies develop policies and procedures, as well as conduct extensive training to ensure that any use of force is carefully applied and objectively reasonable.
Right.
Objectively reasonable, considering the situation confronted by the officers.
So don't bounce somebody's head against the door when you're putting them in the fucking patrol car.
Law enforcement officers are trained to treat all individuals, whether they are a complainant, suspect, or defendant, with dignity and respect. This is the bedrock principle behind the concepts of procedural justice and police legitimacy.
I mean, what an irresponsible...
Wouldn't that be nice if... I mean, that's a great...
Yeah.
It's a great sentiment, right? And I agree wholeheartedly. Apply it.
Yes.
Please.
Are we going to see a statement from Jeff Sessions similar?
I disagree with what the Sheriff's Association said.
He's a top law enforcement officer, right?
I just want to amend it and say, unless they're black. Okay. Better.
Yeah, right.
Fixed. Holy shit.
Well, that's nice.
So, I mean, there's a little...
Right.
I mean, like, rebuke, I guess, of Trump.
And when you listen to that statement, you kind of feel like that law enforcement has to say that. Like, someone had to have said that.
Within 48 hours.
Right.
The police and the Boy Scouts.
I know.
Have had to apologize for Trump.
Who the fuck is this guy?
I mean,
we got a president that is literally not a Boy Scout. He obviously couldn't be a good cop because he would be abusive. And he's a cheating business person. He very well could be treasonous.
Right.
That's who the GOP elected. Ah. Oh, my God, guys. I mean, I say this a lot. And you know, for those of you that voted for Trump, you're just fucking dumb or something. I don't know what it is. You're dumb or you're just so fucking evil. What is it? Hateful? Who would vote for this guy? Because nothing he's doing it's horrible. It's shocking, but it's not surprising. It's not out of a fucking void.
Right.
I mean, we kind of figured this. We knew it, but we did it anyway. How stupid are you?
Fucking crazy. It's just crazy.
It's totally fucking bananas, man.
I've got, let's see, another story. It's Faithless Friday here, everybody.
Faithless Friday on Crab Diving.
Yesterday we played the Jim Baker clip. I just want to run through just a couple of the headlines over at Right Wing Watch, and if you want to hear one specifically,
yes,
let you know. But just all falls in with how scary this evangelical bullshit is. That not only are they ticks on the sack of Trump,
yes,
and forgiving what he does, what he says, that has nothing to do with their message, allegedly, of Christianity.
Right. He's not Christ-like at all.
But how some of them are actually attributing God juice to him.
They're saying he's like anointed, right?
He's
like,
anointed. He's sent by God. Yes. He's endorsed by God. Yes. He's a prophet. I've heard one say, like, he's one, the right. Next prophet that
Wasn't
comes.
Henry VIII? Anointed by God.
I'm Henry VIII. Oh, yeah,
right, but was it Henry VIII? There's the same thing with Henry VIII.
Right, well, he was a god on earth.
Right. So is Trump that?
Is sure, Trump,
is Trump
these
a
people.
Deity? Is he a god?
In fact, I'm going to play this one because I don't know. We've played him before. Lance Wallnau. He's a right-wing dick. He's a preacher,
a
lunatic.
Nutball.
Let's just... He hates... Right. I'm sure he hates homosexuals.
Yes.
In character. he hates homosexuals.
Right.
And hates Muslims, of course.
Does he believe that Starbucks is putting jizz in people's lattes or mochas?
No, he's not that crazy.
Okay, he's not
so
that
here
guy.
Is Google that for Google Pastor
Manning. It's a great
Manning.
Story.
Lance Wallnau.
Yes.
Here, you just got to hear this.
He's absolutely right on this, but then...
Oh, this is... he's talking about the transgender ban.
Oh, okay.
So
oh,
he's doing a end zone dance.
He's an idiot.
He's absolutely right on this. But then, listen, just this 2 nights ago, he went on the warpath and not only tweeted, you know, and made his declaration of his decision known, you know, and explained it regarding rolling back Obama's social engineering, which is...
Obama's social engineering is treating trans people like
right.
people.
And Trump's on the warpath.
Loves it.
Yeah, he's on the warpath. That's kind of racist, right?
Do we want our president on the warpath?
Right.
Regarding rolling back Obama's social engineering, which is incredible. I don't think Cruz would have done it. I don't know that. I'm not sure that. Honestly, I don't think any other Christian would be as strong about Christian stuff as Trump is.
No, they wouldn't be as dumb
God.
About Christian stuff as Trump is, because they realize that they need more of the country to support their ideas than your lily white, hate filled, Jesus swinging
yes.
base.
Oh my God.
It's his proven.
No, I mean, this guy must be delusional or something. Whoa, really? He must be on LSD.
This gets better.
He's proven to be an amazing candidate. He actually needs prayer, wants prayer, invites prayer, doesn't care if people see people praying for him. And no other candidate that's ever been a Christian and running ever was like that.
Who, what?
He's asking.
Who has ever said, I don't want prayers?
I fuck if I know. I don't think anybody.
I'm an atheist. When somebody says they're praying for me, yeah. I say thank you.
Is that something Trump does, though? Does he goes, listen, pray for me, pray
no.
for me? I mean, come
oh,
on.
Well, yeah, when he's around these guys.
Oh, yeah. Does he say that? That's bananas.
Well, bananas. I need your prayers right now because the New York Times is being very unfair.
Oh, my God.
And that's... I need, and Melania's not putting out anymore.
Pray for me.
And I can't sneak Russian hookers into the White House like I thought I'd be able to.
Listen, is it not disturbing to you that the president, our leader, the guy in charge of the nukes, who nearly went fucking around with Twitter, did he not put the Pentagon on alert for some
no,
sort
the
of...
No, the Pentagon was on alert
because of a Twitter.
Because they're sitting around and all of a sudden they look down and the first tweet of the transgender ban, which by the way... The DOD, Department of Defense, and the Army and everybody are saying, this is the first we heard of it.
Right.
The tweet was the first we heard of it. He's swearing up and down he consulted his generals.
Who?
I don't know.
He's lying.
I think he's Snapchatting with Mikey Flynn.
Oh, yeah.
Secretly.
God, I mean.
And Mike Flynn's like, you know what you do to get back your base?
Yeah, yeah.
Kick out the transgender.
Right.
And. Rightfully, everyone is saying, well, what if he just decides, I think gays in the military is wrong, too. Kick them all out.
Yeah, if it served his purpose.
Right? I mean...
Yeah, I don't know what. I think, you
is
know,
that this weekend when some other Russian shoe hits the fan or some other shit hits the fan?
Listen, I think...
Shoe drops. I'm
right,
mixing my metaphors.
Drops,
the shoe hits the fan.
The other shoe drops.
When the shit drops.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think white people can underestimate the Shitler anymore. I don't think we should, because we did.
Oh, he's desperate and flailing now.
Right.
He's completely lost his mind.
Thank you, Jimmy.
And no other candidate that's ever been a Christian and running ever was like that. I mean, oh, yeah, please pray for me. But they all were. I'm telling you, almost every politician I've ever met feels like the equal. If they're a Christian, they feel like they're your equal. Like, you're not a theologian. You've got to teach them anything. Trump knows he's not a theologian. He actually respects these people that he talks to. But watch this. I'm going to play something for you that came from a quote from him the other night. I guess it was maybe in Ohio where he said, in America, we don't worship government, we worship God. He's actually getting shaped in the crucible of his warfare. And God.
He's
actually getting what?
Getting shape in the crucible of his warfare.
Holy shit. That is some... hardcore.
I might have to cipher that over the weekend and get back to y'all on Monday to try to figure out exactly what
crucible,
that means.
Oh, the crucible, like the cross he has to bear as a result of these battles with these fucking liberals and hippies like you and me. It's a cross for him to bear, maybe.
No, crucible.
Well, I know a crucible
is a bowl,
right?
Or a
it's not a cross or anything.
Crucifix is the cross.
This quote from him, I guess it was maybe in Ohio.
Fuck everybody. Fuck that. Who cares?
Fuck you and your other night,
I guess it was maybe in Ohio where he said, in America, we don't worship government, we worship God. He's actually getting shaped in the crucible of his warfare.
Oh, he's being shaped in the crucible of his warfare. So he is being forged in the, he's being turned to God more.
Is it a bowl or is it the situation of severe trial or in which elements interact?
Oh, well, there too, yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's that.
It's that one. Which, or both.
I just want to point out.
No, there's a play called The Crucible.
That second definition of crucible makes me seem less fucking stupid. Okay?
We worship God. He's actually getting shaped in the crucible of his warfare. And God is making him into the man Kim Clement prophesied. There would be a burning bush in the White House. I think the burning...
Come on. Does he mean that literally?
There will be a burning bush in the White House.
Oh, God, fuck
I mean,
you, dickhead.
Aside from the obvious, hilarious, easy jokes, how terrifying. Did they think that Trump is not only just picked by God or anointed by God or God blew his load in his eye something, that he actually...
It's insane.
Is part of God, because the burning bush was God.
Right,
that was
right.
God's
a manifestation.
Inexplicable cell phone call to Moses, right?
So is Trump's Moses then, right? Because God's going to burn a bush.
Well, I think Trump.
And Moses,
well, listen, you got to hear the end of this.
Oh, shit.
And God is making him into the man Kim Clement prophesied.
I don't know who he says there prophesied. Some
right.
Some fraud prophesied.
There would be a burning bush in the White House. I think the burning bush has got golden hair.
What the fuck?
I think the burning bush.
What does that fucking mean?
That Trump is the burning bush.
Oh my
Trump
God.
Is the burning bush.
So wait, he's saying Trump is God?
Well, I
because fuck me, dude.
I personally don't know.
In Moses,
don't know Jerkoff's prophecies, so I'm not I'm familiar with the prophecy he's talking about.
Listen, if Trump is the burning bush, and whoever fucking is looking at this fucking bush is Moses, then Trump is obviously God. He's obviously fucking God in this story. That's nuts.
There you go. And the mooch is Moses.
Hey,
I got you 10
you.
Fucking I got you 10 fucking commandments right here,
hey,
you cocksuckers.
Right. Moses has a jumpsuit on.
Thou shalt not suck your own cock.
Oh yeah, show me how you do that.
Unless you can, and then make sure you got video.
That
has got golden hair.
Oh, that's
God,
the end of it. That's the end
nuts.
Of it right there. Thanks to Right Wing Watch.
Dude, you are fucking bananas. That is mental illness.
Trump has golden hair.
He's not God, you fucking Christian assholes. He's not Jesus. At least of all, he's not. Why would a God appoint a guy like Trump? Just think about it like that. What has he done in his life that's remotely godlike or great or good?
Well, yeah, and when you point out all of the transgressions, they're like, well, yeah, but Gorsuch.
I mean, would it fuck with anybody in here if you're watching a Batman movie and all of a sudden Batman goes up to some chick, forces himself on her, starts kissing her, and then grabs her pussy, but then the rest of the movie you had to root for Batman? That's fucked up, right?
Right. I just, apparently, Sarah Huckabee wore the... a bad color of green.
Oh, okay.
To today because she
good
disappeared.
God. Oh, really? She's just the head?
Some
ooh,
chroma
geez.
Keys that were going on.
Oh, that's
Sarah
funny.
Huckabee Sanders learns why you should never wear green on TV is the headline.
Damn, wouldn't somebody tell the...
It's slimming.
Okay, well, because you can't see her.
Not that I'm fat shaming her. I'm
right.
Just pointing out that it's you know, slimming.
But honestly, though, don't they have someone there that would say... Wear a navy blue fucking thing or black or something like that. Don't wear green. You're going to like a floating fucking head. Nobody says that. That's to me. God, his administration sucks.
Also, go over to Right Wing Watch. There's a story. It's really scary about how all the right wingers are, all the Christian scary fascist theocrats are doing the dance of joy about the transgender ban. And now they're like, great. When are the gays?
Right.
Seriously. They're all like, well, you know, Trump started
on
now.
Board with this.
Right.
If you're, there's no way you're not on board with the ban of the gay.
Notice what Trump
military.
Said. Disruption. The disruption. And the costs.
God.
And that was always their complaint about the gays.
Yes.
Was disruption. I guess while you're trying to shoot Al-Qaeda, it's hard when you keep slapping the homo next to you's hand off your ass.
Yeah.
Because you know that's what's happening.
God, you know, it's so disturbing if you think about it. Like, if this is Bannon's master plan to just cause chaos in the U.S., what does he care? To what length would he care to get Trump in office?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he encourage him to use information Putin had on Hillary? Why wouldn't he encourage him to cheat? He doesn't give a shit about anything else. I mean, that would only make things even more crazier.
Right. We're running short on time here. I do just want to read another one or two of these headlines over at Right Wing Watch just to mobilize everybody, organize.
Mobilization.
We gotta fend off these fucking Christians.
Yes.
The Lord, Michelle Bachmann. The Lord is working mightily in our government now, thanks to Trump.
God, why the fuck won't she just go away?
Another David Barton's blaming gay people for the high health care costs.
Yes. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, all their AIDS and shit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't factor in AIDS. God, what a fucking asshole. Citations, dickhead.
Right.
Present citations if you're going to fucking say that.
So, there you go.
No shit. Bestiality, yeah.
It's not good. Don't have sex when you got wood with a box turtle or a chimpanzee.
Sad turtle today.
Right. That's good advice, from my brother.
We're going to be back next week, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, we are on iTunes, on Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Don't forget to share us on all our social medias and help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media by buying shit through our Amazon hole, which is crabdiving.com/Amazon. Brian's going to be doing some comedial type stuff. Find out where and when. Go to @RatedRComedy on the Twitter or Instagram or to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram @VileExperience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great fucking weekend, all you cocksuckers.
Bye-bye.
Julian Assange is a Hillary butt plug.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving, and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.